Wouldn't give him much, just a little taste. And he'd walk off from him. He says, "Now, I'll be back here next week. Y'all be here." Talking to his animals. The cows the same way. He'd call them up. They'd be in the woods. Or the swamp where they was at. And he'd call them. Here they'd come. Some of them be wild, wouldn't come up close. Some of them the old tame ones, the old ones, you know, come up. He'd take out and give it a nubbin. Just one nubbin to a cow, you know. Walk on, he'd talk to the cows, and "Now, y'all be here, I'll be back here next week." And once a week he went to look after his livestock, his hogs.
When you killed them, what'd you stick them with?
Well, you always had a knife. They had a butcher knife, or most everybody had a good pocket knife, and had a long blade on it.
And you took that and you...
Yeah, you get him down and you aim. You get him right in the throat and you aim towards his heart. The hog's laying down. You know the position of his body, you know, his inside of him, and you know, well, a person the same way. You can aim that knife towards his heart. You aim it kind of up and then you kind of give it a swipe to hit that heart to make it bleed. Bleed him.
So you stuck.
Stuck a hole in it. Well, you know how jugular vein, a lot of times you hit the jugular vein, but they'd aim for his heart, or cut that vein. If they'd get the heart, cut the vein.
Did you save the blood?
Some people did. We never did. I've seen people do. I've seen people drink it.
Bible says you're not supposed to.
Well, I've seen people.
Now, when you cut the side of a hog, what'd you call that? The meat between the shoulders and the hand.
Midlands. That's where you get your bacon part. You hang him up. If he's a big hog, you'll have to take a horse or something other to pull it up. And most of them would use a singer tree like they pulled a wagon or a plow. Maybe see so wide with hooks on it.
Of course.
And they'd split his heel down here to get to that heel string. They'd split that one on each side, you know, and hook a hook in it. And have a windlass up here and pull him up that way. Of course, if he was just a small hog, you just manhandle him yourself, or you or your son or whoever's out to help you. First you kill him, stick him, and you got your hot water. Got an old wash pot or an old big 55-gallon drum. Scald him. You know just how much to scald him. Don't let him stay too long, you'll cook that meat. You stick him and you turn him around in there, one end first, reaching down to see if his hair hairs are slipping, and you pull that end out and shove the other one in. It gets all right, then you drag him out there. You got some boards or a piece of tin or something laying out there to pull him out on. All right, you clean him that plumb pretty and white. All right, then you get ready to hook him in this heel stranger and you pull him up. You come right up to his rectum there, spit him right down the middle. You pull him open. Take your knife and you ring around his rectum up there and get it all, pull it out, spread him up through his chest right on down. Well, a lot of times it's a pretty big hog, you've got a lot of entrails there. But you just let it, maybe have somebody's washtub to hold him up there, or it wouldn't burst and pulling the things loose, you know.